Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Wikipedia page for Stick Figure, part 2 of 2. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Vernado, KSN, reminding you all to subscribe.
That's right, everybody. Subscribe so that you can hear more about universal art.
Yes, this Stick Figure page has been a lot of fun so far. There's a lot of stuff that I'm really eager to read because I've been looking at some of the headlines, and one of them is like, "This is Bob." I don't exactly know what that is about. I can't wait to figure it out.
I know what it's about, and I'm excited for you to learn about it.
All right, then. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. 2005 to 2016. On December 3rd, 2005, Adobe Systems Inc. acquired the entirety of Macromedia, once again rebranding Macromedia's now ubiquitous Flash software. Almost a decade later, Adobe had turned down an offer to buy Future Splash in favor of their own Acrobat system. Now, the tables had turned, and the corporation was buying Flash's new owner for $3.4 billion US. With this acquisition, the program entered its final and most recognizable stage of development. Adobe spearheaded Flash animation for the next decade and a half, and it was during this period that Flash facilitated some of the most recognizable stick figure animations and games of all time.
Animator versus animation. Created by animator, YouTuber, and artist Alan Becker, the first episode of Animator versus Animation premiered on Newgrounds.com on June 3rd, 2006. It showed a stick figure fighting to break out of the animation program it was created in. The video has garnered almost 80 million views since its publication. As of March 2023, the series contains 5 main episodes and a number of spin-offs. Among them include the video Animation vs. Minecraft, which has gained over 305 million views as of March 2020. In total, all of Alan Becker's animation videos were watched over 4.5 billion times, with the vast majority of them being centered around stick figure animation.
Pivot Animator. While Adobe Flash was at every point in time the most popular Flash animation tool, there were other competitors, most notably Pivot Animator, formerly Pivot Stick Figure Animator. Created in 2005 by software developer Peter Bone, the program was specifically geared towards stick figure animation. Unlike Adobe Flash, which had grown into a highly complex 2D animation environment, Pivot Animator, with its simplicity, allowed virtually anyone to create stick figure animations without requiring any form of expertise. This brought the ability to create and distribute quality stick animations to a much greater audience than before, and alongside Flash. Pivot Animator soon became another central tool for the countless internet users who were caught up in the trend.
Haiyun's Dojo Community. Around 2012, popular stick figure animator Haiyun created a brand new stick figure community after the shutdown of Fluidanimes. Haiyun's Dojo is a primarily animation community owned by the titular animator, which hosts collaborations, crossovers, and the popular Dojo Duels, wherein two animators create animated fights against one another for points known as rice. The community consists of a website, an official Twitter, and a YouTube channel. Haiyun's Dojo Community's first video was posted on December 30th, 2012. Followed by Haiyun's Dojo promo on March 9, 2013, the Dojo collab on August 23, 2013, and finally, Haiyun's Dojo Create Together on August 24, 2013.
That's my birthday.
On August 24, 2013, Rachel's birthday. Around 2015, HaiyunsDojo.com was created, followed by a Discord server as a hub for animators and community members to collaborate and communicate with one another. In that time, the community was composed mostly of stick figure animators that popularized the art and animation form. However, the community has expanded past stick figures throughout the years. As of March 2021, the YouTube channel has reached over 2 million subscribers. The community posted a collaboration to celebrate the occasion. The channel slowly continues to grow in influence in the internet stick figure community.
If we get 2 million subscribers, we'll also do something to celebrate.
Indeed. Indeed we will.
This is Bob. At some point between June 2008 and April 2009, an internet copypasta began to appear featuring a Unicode stick figure named Bop. There was an initial surge in popularity in April 2009, leading to a hostile response from the YouTube community, wherein the community would flag the copypasta as spam. This spread of the copypasta would reach its peak in search interest around June 2010 before declining gradually. However, on September 24, 2013, YouTube announced that they would be integrating the YouTube comments section with Google+. In response, the YouTube community brought back the Bob copypasta in a new form, with Bob building an army against Google+. This resulted in the biggest spike in popularity for the copypasta, reaching its peak popularity in November 13. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you hold up your spork for Katie.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you for listening to that message. And if you, like me, noticed that Rachel didn't say the 2000 in 2013 earlier.
What did I say?
You said November 13.
Oh.
You don't need to go back, but for everybody out there, it's November 2013, not November 13. That would have been way earlier.
Unless I said it with like implying there's an apostrophe, then it would be accurate.
Oh, you mean an apostrophe for the 2000?
Yeah.
Got it. Other notable events. 2004, Castle 2, the first stick figure animation series to adopt a cinematic style with shade and lighting effects for the character, was released. Castle has been considered, by whom, one of the top stick figure animations of all time, especially for Stick Page. It is widely available on YouTube with hundreds of thousands to millions of views as of March 2022. With hundreds of thousands to millions of views. Wait, how can it be both? castle with its lighting, intricate detailing on the characters' eyes, use of 3D technology, and acclaimed by whom? Soundtrack by Alexander Winter, along with subtitles, has been praised by whom? For achieving a movie-like experience. A total of 12 feature-length episodes have been released. As of 2009, all episodes up to Castle Repercussions D2 have been released. Needs update. An upcoming Win Castle 4 installment to conclude the story of Castle is on indefinite hiatus as of March 2022, although there is a teaser of it on YouTube.
I forgot about Castle.
I still don't know about Castle, but I'll check it out.
July 4th, 2006, the first episode of stick figure animation series The Cliff by Zeph Patterson is released. As of 2021, 3 episodes have been released. Together, they have been watched over 40 million times and inspired countless fan-made imitations.
August 26, 2006, WPN Fire, a stick figure action flash game, is first published on Newgrounds.com. Since its release, it has been played over 2.3 million times.
October 10th, 2006, yet another content hosting platform, Kongregate, is launched. Wow, so much sass in that writing. It hosts a number of highly popular Flash games, among them Electric Man 2 and the Shopping Cart Hero Trilogy, which accumulated over 15 million plays. Man, I love Kongregate.
2007. The first episode of Shock Series, a high-octane stick figure fighting series featuring over-the-top combat combined with LOL speak one-liners, is released. Today, re-uploads of the series on YouTube have tens of millions of views.
March 17th, 2008, the first episode of the Crazy Stick Figure Randomness series premieres on YouTube.
December 24, 2008, Flipnote, another competitor to Adobe Flash and Pivot, is released. While not as popular as the aforementioned two, citation needed, Flipnote does serve a role in the productions of stick figure media until the software's termination in 2018. Citation needed.
No, I can assure you that Flipnote was stopped, and it's very upsetting. Did you ever use it? It was great. June 2009, Jason Witham, the founder of StickPage.com, released a large-scale stick figure combat simulator titled Stick War.
In the same month, YouTuber and animator The Assassin 650 publishes the first installment of his influential Blue vs. Green animation series.
July 15th, 2009, the first episode of the Stick Figures on Crack animation series by Hop Diddy premiered on YouTube.
November 18th, 2010, the first episode of Dick Figures, an adult animated web series created by Ed Scudder and Zach Keller, is published on YouTube by Mondo Media. The series finished with over 50 episodes and 250 million views.
July 23rd, 2021, popular stick figure animator and Haiyan's Dojo member Gildaguy received a cosmetic outfit for Epic Games' Fortnite Battle Royale as a promotion for the Short Night Film Festival.
2017 to 2021, the end of Flash.
No!
In July 2017, Adobe Systems, which had continued to support and develop both Flash Animator and Flash Player for the past 12 years, announced that they would officially in support of the program by the end of the decade. The decision had far-reaching consequences, as it entailed not only the end of development on the software, but also the official end of sites that still supported Flash and the deactivation of virtually every instance of Flash Player via a built-in kill switch. A number of safety issues and more versatile alternatives like HTML5 had rendered Flash obsolete. Flash advocates and fans called for preservation efforts to ensure not all games, animations, and other types of Flash media would be lost forever.
Preservation efforts.
I want you to prepare for this section to be really sad. People who try to fight the advent of technology, it's always a sad story. So I just want you to know it's going to happen.
I want new technology to be invented, but I also want to play my Flash games.
Well, read on, my friend.
Oh, no. Preservation efforts. Following Adobe's announcement of their intentions to retire Flash, the community began efforts to preserve the genre's history. In January 2018, a YouTuber named Ben Lattimore, going by the online handle Blue Maxima, started up a community project called Flashpoint. The aim of the project was to document, categorize, and most importantly, preserve two decades of Flash history, culture, and community. Blue Maxima's Flashpoint grew to serve as a massive archive, a library for the most influential and renowned Flash animations and games in internet history for anyone to view and experience. The project started slowly, but once word began to spread about the initiative, the development team began to grow and the library began to expand exponentially. Zhao Zhao, Shock Series, WPN Fire, Storm the House, and countless other stick figure games and animations were saved and archived over the coming months and years.
Despite the impending demise of Flash, its final years saw the release of some of the most popular and most polished stick figure animations and games of all time. Notable examples include Combat Gods, released June 5th, 2019. Collection of Henry Stickmin, August 7th, 2022. And the half-hour-long Animator vs. Animation 5, December 5th, 2020. Finally, on January 12, 2022, all instances of Flash Player ceased operation, all Flash media refused to play, and Adobe Flash was officially retired. Due to the conservation efforts of Project Flashpoint and because of big hosting platforms like Newgrounds and Kongregate developing their own workarounds, the Flash community and with it, the stick figure animation subgenre were preserved from extinction. Creators from that point onward found alternatives for the now-defunct software, such as Pivot and Flash's official successor, Adobe Animate.
I mean, like, you can still play Flash games on websites where Flash wasn't really preserved. It's just not always perfect.
Got it.
Unicode. As of Unicode version 13.0, there are 5 stick figure characters in the Symbols for Legacy computing block. These are in the code points U+1FBC5 to U+1FBC9.
OpenMoji supports the 5 characters along with joining character sequences to give the other figures address. For example, the sequence U1FBC6 square stick figure with arms raised. U+200DZWJ, U+1F457, dress, square dress.
All right, I think we're gonna skip the Unicode table.
dress, square dress, everybody.
This got real nerdy real quick.
That's going to be a t-shirt for our show. Dress, square dress.
Absolutely. I can design it right after this, actually.
That's hilarious.
Well, this has been an adventure in stick figure culture.
It certainly has. Stick figure, thank you so much for ending with nonsense and craziness.
Yes, thank you. This has been the Wikipedia page for Stick Figure, part 2 of 2. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your stick figure culture.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.